Off.
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 De kaj de delamo, no?
Off recenzija.
Lep pozdrav v Ereš recenziji. Danes v malo drugačni obliki kot ponavadi. Namreč že včeraj, za včeraj je bil napoveden intervju, ki bi se mogel zgoditi v živo, klele v etru Radija Študent. Intervjuvanec pa bi moral biti Cameron Stallones, sicer bolj znan pod artističnim imenom Sun Arrow. Žal je včeraj imel Cameron neke zaplete pri poti v Slovenijo, tako da je prišel prepozno in smo morali žal ta intervju odpovedati. Vseeno pa je potem po koncertu bil še vedno pripravljen se pogovarjati z sodelavcem iz Radija Študent Goranom Kompošom, tako da je tudi dal v končni fazi ta intervju, v katerem sta pa bolj govorila, oziroma med drugim pa pretežno morda tudi govorila o včerajšnjem koncertu, tako da zaradi tega pač danes malo drugačna Ereš recenzija kot ponavadi, tako da najprej bomo poslušali ta intervju, ki je nastal včeraj po koncertu, potem bova pa s kolegom Goranom še malo pokomentirala koncert.
You started the first song and the last song, I think, with that kind of woodwind instrument. What's that instrument? I didn't recognize it.
It's actually a bamboo saxophone. It's just a piece of bamboo with a saxophone head on it that my friend Alex got. I think he got it from a guy in Australia, but it's just, yeah, it's like a kind of a homemade instrument.
Mm-hmm. Because it was interesting, you know, at some point there were this really, like, ethnic motifs that he was playing, you know. Is that something that you do intentionally, I mean, to make it sound like ethnic, or is it just because it fits, your music is more intuitive in a way?
Yeah.
Would you want it to be recognized as something, you know, to pinpoint this is from Middle East, maybe Middle East, or is
that... I mean, I definitely, I love music from around the world, and I listen to a lot of international music, but I don't like trying to emulate those things. I mean, I think that it's kind of
more subconscious.
Yeah, I think so. You know, just because it's what you listen to and you like the tone and maybe something in you knows that. But yeah, like I think that's a huge influence on me. You know, so I think it comes through. But it's not a conscious attempt to like make something sound like it's from another country or something.
Because it's a bit different to what you can hear on your records.
Yeah,
is this something that Alex comes up with as well, or do you tell him how to play?
You know, the records are all just me solo, like I'm totally in charge of them. Sometimes there's other players on them, but I'm sort of running the show, and the live thing is very much a collaboration, always. And I never tell collaborators what to play.
Because you've been playing with Alex for quite a while.
Yeah, for about 2 years or more now. Mm-hmm. So
is it becoming more like a band kind of thing? You know, do you see yourself working with Alex maybe in the studio in the future?
Oh, definitely. Like we have, but not on a... never on a fundamental writing basis, because that's sort of just the one, that's what that's Sun Ra really is for me, is just like me alone.
That's why you left the band and started a solo project, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But that said, yeah, it's there's definitely like, I love to collaborate, and Alex is someone that we it's interesting because I've played music. The band has changed a lot, and the band always changes. Sometimes there's three members, sometimes there's four, sometimes just the two of us. It's been different people before, and it may be different people in the future, I don't know, but I definitely really enjoy that part of it. I think that the live thing, I'm sort of always willing to let go wherever it will go and let it be like a true collaboration. Because what's interesting to me in music is the feeling of discovery, like that's sort of what I fundamentally, you know, get off on, for lack of a better word. And so that works really best with somebody else, and when you don't know what they're about to do, you know.
So it's lots of your show is improvised, basically.
The songs are definitely have, you know, riffs and motifs, but what's actually being played at any given moment, and the order, and like what we do when, you know, there's usually in a song it's like, oh, at some point this drops and this happens or something, but we never, you know, sometimes it happens, it that's up to us in the moment. You know,
because it's interesting about improvisation. You know, I read an interview with John Fahey, and he was a master of improvisation.
Yeah.
And he said even though he improvised when playing live, he always had a sort of plan, you know, a, a backup to know what to do in certain situations. Because he said at one concert, he came there without a plan, just started playing, and he lost ideas what to play after like 10, 15 minutes. You have to have some
that happens
because I know I read somewhere that your first shows were much more improvised.
Yeah, they were, and I think that I've, you know, I think that's a natural thing for musicians as they get older, maybe, or play more. But I find that improvising within a structure is always the most fruitful for me, simply because totally free improvisation, you know, isn't always all that interesting. You know, that's definitely how everything starts for me when I write things. But, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And at a show, you want to be able to present something that you're proud of that is very much like your art and from your heart. And so having just a basic structure is really helpful because it allows for even more freedom. You can really go wild when you're not worried about it holding together. You know it's holding together, you know.
Did you change the way you approach playing live or your live settings after you recorded that record with the Congos?
It's always changing,
you know, because it seems I haven't seen you play live before, but judging on your records, this was much more dubbier than your record. So I thought that maybe it had something to do, you know, with your stay at Jamaica.
It probably does, man. I've recently spent a lot of time there, and I'm sure that's been another unconscious influence.
So you went back?
I've been three times now. Yeah,
I know you started the label, right?
And then we started the label. So we just did a trip just for the label recently, where we just recorded stuff for the label, which was really. It was like going there for the first time again because everything was different and the structure was different, and it's just a wild place, and we had to sort of refind our path. But it was a powerful trip. The live thing just always changes. I'm just very restless in general, so it's just like tonight even, like, we were doing things like we've never done before because they were near the end of a tour and we're restless.
But do you feel it became a more dubbier kind of performance after your stay at Jamaica, or was it live as different as it is now from the stuff that you put out on record?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's not quite that one-to-one, but it definitely, like, I know what you're saying. I think it was quite dubby tonight, and I think that's just a product of, like, all sorts of factors. Playing with just two people like this, sometimes it's more, and that there's sort of more noise created just in general, and more voices, and playing with just really minimal voices is really interesting to me right now. And so I do a lot more work with the mixing of the loops and things like that, which is has a lot to do with dub.
Maybe another thing, I read, I think also in some interview, that what was really inspirational for you at Jamaica was because people there tend to feel music differently with their whole bodies instead of just mind.
Right.
It was kind of similar experience tonight listening to your
beat.
So maybe I thought, you know, that you were so inspired by the whole experience in Jamaica that you tried to incorporate that into.
Man, I love that idea. Yeah, it's just like, it really is like a spiritual exercise for people there. Like, the way that music functions in their society, it's like, it's a release, you know? And like, you feel it. Because things are, you know, for the most part, you know, there's a lot of poverty there. There's a lot of, like it's like going to a dance there is like going to church for people. And it functions on a total level the way that I think in the Western world it's kind of hard for us to get back to, even though that's sort of the fundamentals of music.
One more question about Jamaica. There was another interview with Kevin Martin, the Buck, and he was in experimental audio research. He also works quite a lot with Jamaican people, does dancehall and raga and stuff like that. And it was interesting, for some project of his, he started working with Jamaican vocalists, and he wanted them to do vocals to his music, you know, and his music is quite abstract, electronic, and they didn't feel like they could connect to his music, and they said, like, you know, tell us what you want and I'll go to Jamaica and bring you a mixtape. You know, they didn't feel like this connection, like mixing Jamaican and British stuff, you know. How are you accepted with the Congos, you know, because they're even more old school, they're probably used to working.
I mean, that was a big concern because I think the idea of that community is that it's a very, like, it has rules, you know what I mean? And there's structures, and like, definitely when we went there, the only rule that we made for ourselves was that we had to do our thing, you know? Because that's what we do, and that's what we're good at, and that's what we know how to do. And if we tried to, like, you know, make a reggae record or something, that would just be, like, a total disaster. So we went and just did what we do, and the amazing thing to me, and sort of what was the most, like, spiritually powerful part of the experience, was realizing that when we did that, at first they were definitely confused by it, like, visibly, and we had discussions about it. Mm-hmm. And then watching us work, we spent about 2 days making the record. It happened very fast, just recording, like, all night, all day in their studio. And watching us work and feeling the vibes, they caught them, you know? And then they could see that what we were doing was, I think, coming from a very similar place, even though it's different structurally. But they could see the spirit of it, and they caught that spirit. And that, to me, is what is really empowering and amazing about music, was that they were able to, like, bridge that gap simply through, not through anything clever that we said or any clever way that we presented the project to them, but because we just went and kind of showed our hearts to them, and then they showed their hearts to us. Mm-hmm. And it was really in everyone's benefit.
A question guys wanted me to ask you is, yeah, about the visuals.
Yeah.
Did you do these visuals?
Yeah, I did the visuals, yeah.
Uh-huh. How did those visuals come about?
You know, it's another intuitive, boring artistic answer, but just like it was just an intuitive feeling about the set that we were going to be playing and what kind of imagery struck me. That first video, it was kind of running out of order tonight, but that first video of the jaguars in the forest, mm-hmm, I found that. My wife actually found that and showed it to me, and it kind of blew my mind. It was like food for like a week thinking about that video. It's these jaguars confronting a mirror in the forest and sort of going through every possible reaction one goes through when one begins to see oneself, and which is, I think, a really, you know, powerful experience that happens to anyone that tries. And I have a lot of thoughts about it, but maybe they're not so interesting. It's just seeing it.
Because I know you worked in film archive.
Yeah, I worked in a film archive for about 6 years.
Yeah, so you probably got lots of inspiration.
Yeah.
You know, for your video work. And
yeah, I'm just kind of coming back to doing more. Yeah, I just started this radio show. It's actually a video show on an internet radio site where I make... it's called Second System Vision Radio, and it's basically a 2-hour video every month that I have to make, which is a really interesting sort of work goal that I set for myself. It's a lot of work, but
Have it linked to your site?
Yeah. If you go on my website, you can see the first 2 episodes are up now. But it's I've always been interested. Actually, I did music for a long time, and then I totally left music and got obsessed with film and just watched a million movies and really wanted to be a filmmaker, and then got a little discouraged with just maybe the scope of what I wanted to do and how difficult and expensive it is to do on film. And so went back to music and fell all in love with it again and realized sort of the total power of it.
Now you left that job just to do music?
Yeah, I did. But now I want to go back to doing film again. I mean, that job wasn't making film. That job was working with film. And I'd really like to make films maybe someday. We'll see what happens.
Right. You know, do you get inspiration nowadays? If earlier when you were working in this archive, it was a big part of it was from movies, and do you get the inspiration nowadays maybe from traveling? You travel quite a bit lately.
Yeah, traveling is the part of music I didn't really expect to be so powerful, but that's really, like, it's really, really an amazing part of it that's sort of like a total bonus. That's crazy, because you just get to experience a lot, and it definitely has a huge influence on me.
I know that you're quite excited about visiting Brasilia.
Yeah.
Brazil. You probably visit quite a bit of...
I mean, I was excited to come to Ljubljana. This is the most excited I was in this whole tour, because I don't know anything about Slovenia. And I've never been, and I've never really thought about coming.
So that's the reason you did this, because it's quite a detour. And I know that you're going back to Rome.
Yeah. I was so interested, because I love to go places I've never been before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you always get something from it, you know? There's always something to see or something to hear or something to hopefully be changed by, you know, in some way, mm-hmm, like broaden yourself.
Yeah, speaking of Rome, you did an album, Ancient Romans.
Yeah.
Does Rome have some sort of special significance for you?
Not Rome as a city, though I'm very excited to go. I went once when I was very young, but I don't really remember it. And now we're going to go back and hopefully spend some more time. But I did spend a lot of time with the classics in my education, like reading, you know, ancient philosophy and I mean, that album was more inspired by Fellini's Satyricon. It's an incredible film. I love Fellini in general, but it sort of stands out from his body of work. It's like a movie made by aliens. You know, it's truly like a transmission from another world. And so that was sort of, but that all happened after I made the record. I didn't know what the record was called. I didn't know what it was about. And then I rewatched Satyricon and realized that was what it was about.
I think I didn't find anywhere or see any Xandra.
Yeah.
Is it just too obvious? And
it's pretty obvious.
Asks you, because he was playing with this concept of time travel as well. You know,
I think he was practicing.
On the other hand, you got future.
Yeah, he had a powerful practice, and he was touching a lot of things, like very real things. And he's always been a huge inspiration to me. I love his music. I felt like it was okay to call the band that because our music doesn't sound anything like his music, really.
But the feeling I got from at least. Maybe the first part of our gig.
Yeah.
It's really similar, you know, just exploring the sound and you see the recordings of him on stage, how he conducts his bands, you know, he totally gets overwhelmed with the sound and just
sits in it for a while. I mean, that's funny because that's really sort of how, because I tried to make music for a long time, sort of writing songs and doing kind of typical, I mean, you know, just approaching it in more of a traditional way. And then when I stepped away and got into film and when I came back, what really was drawing me to make music was just creating environments to sit in, you know? Like I would just like go in my room and make some loops and then just sit and just like be in it, you know? I take a bath in it. And I think that's a really like, to me, that's still sort of the fundamentals of what I'm interested in doing. Like I like, you know, making emotion, because you make emotion and then something happens and then something else happens. But I really love those moments when you're not doing anything. And it's funny because, as you mentioned, the way things have changed live have been being more and more comfortable with doing that. Because I think when I was younger, I was a little bit more nervous and so sort of like leaning forward, you know, so to speak, like making more motions. And now I really like to like make a move and then just listen to the effect of it. And then before you make the other move, you know? And I think that is sort of trusting more in like just the principles of what you're doing rather than feeling like you need to like be like throwing blows all the time.
Well, we could definitely see and hear and feel that tonight. So.
Oh, great, man.
Yeah. So this is it from me.
Oh, excellent.
Thank you, really.
Oh, man, my pleasure. No, it was nice.
Takole, tole bi kot rečen, kot je Jaka prej napovedal, pogovor s Cameronom Stallonesom včeraj po koncertu v kinu Šiška. Cameron Stallones, ki dela pod imenom San Ro. Koncert je bil super, imel je tudi eno predskupino, ki se mu reklo, oziroma predskupini, oziroma temu človeku, ki ustvarja pod tem pseudonimom Dracula Lewis. Jaz sem po nerodnosti kompleten tale prednastop ali pa tale uvodni nastop zamudil, tako da bomo vprašali Jaka, da pove kaj več o temu.
Dracula Lewis, kaj za reči, sicer je to samo en človek, vsaj kar se produkcijskega dela glasbe tiče, in sicer Simone Trabucchi. V živo pa je sta vsaj včeraj nastopila v duo z Alexom Grajem, ki je potem kasneje tudi podpiral, da tako rečemo, Sana Arroja. Zdaj, kar se glasbe tiče, je bila v bistvu precej drugačna kot potem San Ro. Namreč šlo je bolj za neko tako, kot bi rekel, kliki, kati, elektroniko. Bazirali je vse, mislim, pretežen del glasbe nekaj baziral na različnih napravah za semplanje in sekvenciranje. Malo je bilo basa, velikih klikov, veliko sta se posluževala panoram, torej da sta v levo in v desno stran tako zelo očitno pošiljala in izmenjavala različne zvoke, skratka neka taka zelo audiobilna kliki izkušnja. Zdaj, ene, vem, da po koncertu, no, sem govoril z ene parimi ljudmi, pa jih je zmotilo mogoče edino to, da sta imela, vsaj v vizualnem smislu, no, sta kar precej pretiravala, da tako rečemo, z stroboskopom. Zdaj, men moram reči, da se je na tako glasbo to zelo prileglo, zrte, ker je vse skup zgledalo tako kot en tak, eno tako temačno skladišče, v katerem so sicer neke neonke, ampak kaj veš, tiste take že malo pokvarjene, utripajoče in tako, no, tako da meni se, mislim, meni vse skup zelo dobro stalo z glasbo. Sicer pa je res, da je bilo v resnici tako bolj, bi rekel, izkušnja za poslušati, no, ni bilo neke očitne ritmizacije in tako naprej, tako da je veliko ljudi se kar lepo posedlo in tisti, ki mogoče jih je ta stroba preomenjena motla, so lepo zaprli oči in smo
uživali muziki.
Ja.
Pa je bila cool predskupina za tak band kot je Sana Ro.
Dobra, ja, izbira. Ja, ja, meni se je zdela dobra izbira. Ja, ja, definitivno kompatibilno in en tak lep uvod, no, tako rečem.
No, pa dajmo zdaj na itna Sana Roja, glede na to, da nas čas preganja. Pač jaz Sana Roja prej nisem poznal, tako da me je pač najlepše, ko prijaš na koncert in ko te ne pričakuješ nič in te stvar zelo pozitivno preseneti. Meni je bil koncert odličen, stvar je dost drugač zvenela, kot zveni na ploščah. Sicer nisem slišal čisto vseh njegovih albumov, ampak tist, kar sem slišal, pač uživo stvari počne precej drugač. Tukaj v intervjuju sem precej govoril o tem, da sem jaz izkusil cel koncert v taki zelo dabi podobi. A se ti zdi, da sem jaz mogoče malo preveč forsiral to mojo izkušnjo daba, da mogoče ni bilo vse en tako dabrsko, kot sem jaz v intervjuju hotel pokazati?
Ja, mislim, mene predvsem moram reči, da presenetel, ker sem tudi na nek način pričakoval ta psych dub, ki je na nek način nek trademark od Sana Roja, no. Se mi je zdel, ker mislim, sem bil zelo presenečen, ker sta začela z eno tako malo bolj, mislim, ne vem, meni se je zdela skoraj neka taka impro kompozicija, da tako rečem, no. Ker nekako ten sprot nastajala, no, pa še tudi sicer sta vse počela tako, da je imel Sana Ro, torej Cameron je imel en ta snemalnik za lupe oziroma za pač več različnih lupov in sta pač na začetku tako upeljala ene par zvokov skozi ta, je upeljal v bistvu on, no, ene par zvokov skozi luper, ki so pač predstavljali neko strukturo recimo temu tako, ne. Potem čez tisto pa v bistvu sta vsaj na začetku tako na moje presenečenje improvizirala, predvsem pa tudi ni bilo neke očitne te dubi ritmizacije in sem si rekel, wow, pismo, to bo zdaj tako kar nek tak impro nastop, ali kaj. Čeprav je pa res, da se pa strinja s tabo, da potem nekak osrednji del koncerta je pa vse en, je prišel ta pač bas, pa neke te malo bolj dubarske linije, tako da je prišel ta občutek na površnje, no, tudi po mojem.
Ta free improvizacija, to bi lahko mogoče prevedel tako zelo free jazzovsko, se pač zadeva slišala, je bila podrta na začetku, ste jo pač sprot podirala, sprot na noge svet postavljala. Meni je bilo zanimivo, pač veliko nekih takih etnomotivov se je pojavilo vse v začetku, ko ste slišali tudi intervjuju, pač tale Alex, ki sodeluje v živo s Cameronom, je pač igral na neko frulico oziroma bambusovo palčko in je pač upeljavo no take etnomotive. Sicer pa, če si preberete kakšne zapise na netu o Sana Rovu, pač precej komentarjev boste videli, ko govorijo ali popisujejo njegovo muziko tako kot tropikalično. Zdaj ta tropikaličnost sem se jaz razlagal tako, da pač, kot je že tudi Cameron sam v intervjuju rekel, pač precej hod okoli po svetu, posluša dosti različnih muzik, tudi o tem smo se malo pred intervjujem pogovarjala, pač ima res velik pregled nad različnimi muzikami, ampak jih tako zelo skozi svojo izkušnjo pač stapla v nek res svoj izraz. Tako da se mi zdi, da pač v tem pogledu počne res nekaj zelo ali pa precej zverenega. Pa tole, kar si pregovoril mogoče na začetku, pač kako se loteva čist do zalupa te stvari, najprej po sempla, a to paš v kontekst circuit bendinga? A imamo mi kakšen prevod za ta izraz, a ti kaj veš?
Uf, pismo, veš, da iz glave mi ne pade na pamet.
Pač, jaz bi ga, to je mogoče spet neko moje pojmovanje, pač meni se že doskrat reka, da take zelo čudne asociacije dobivam, ampak recimo, da bi bend postavil nekam vmes med jamajško dubbersko izkušnjo po med Animal Collective. A sem to zdaj čist mimo streljajo? A si dobo ti...
Pa niti ne, no. Čeprav moram reči pa, da vsaj menti, recimo neki elementi etničnih glasb in tako naprej, no, se mi zdi pa, da se pa raztezajo pa še precej onstran tropikalčnega, oziroma, kad si govoril o tem tropikalčnem, sem pomislil, ja, ne, sam tropski pas je kar zelo širok pojem na tem našem planetu in tako naprej, no, tako da recimo meni tudi zaradi tega saksofona, kot mu rečete, oziroma te pridelane pišavke, no, ki je na neki bambusovi palčki, v bistvu potem zasilikoniran gor ta sistem glave z jezičkom od saksofona, no, me je zelo spominjalo v bistvu na bolj neko tako vzhod, mislim, dejali nek tako vzhodnjaški pridih, recimo zdraven in to, no. Je pa res, da je kukr, no, kukr bi lahko na nek način ratel ta zvok sam po sebi utrujajoč in tako naprej, se je noro dober za moje pojme stapljal skupi s sintesajzeri in to, tako da je bilo v bistvu popolnoma na mesto, mislim, meni se zdelo odlično, no.
No, tukaj bi mogoče dodal, da sem že doskrat na takih koncertih, ker se stvari dosti improvizirano dogajajo, pač občutek, da čez čas ali pa po komadu dveh stvari lahko postanejo tako precej naporne, mogoče celo malo zamorene na nek način, medtem, kar pa sam na roju, sem dobil pa vtis neke take karnevalskosti ali pa prazničnosti. Mogoče bi se to lahko to tropikaličnost prevedali.
Ja, strimo.
Pač neki podobnih ljudi smo imeli. To priložno že videti. Mogoče bi bilo dobro povedati, kaj v sami publiki pač na koncertni pršal žal prav veliko ljudi, ne. Tistim, ki niste prišli, vam je lahko zelo žal, ker ste zamudili en res zelo fajn koncert. Kljub temu je pa Cameron tudi po intervjuju povedal, da pač mu je bilo zelo všeč nastopati tukaj, da se je tudi po njegovem mnenju ustvarila ena taka zelo prijetna atmosfera ali pa razpoloženje. In tudi meni se zdi, da pač tisti, ki smo bili tam, smo res uživali skupaj z njima dvema v tem, kar sta počela, in pač koncert je bil tako, kot se šika.
Tako, kot se šika, ja, ja.
Treba še kaj dodati za konc?
Ne vem, meni recimo, evo, ena samo še zanimiva zadeva, ki se mi je zdela, no, je to, da ponovat recimo pri teh bendih, ki imajo pač veliko tudi nekih elektronskih elementov, tudi v živo, ne, pa tudi na plošah, jasno, kjer se veliko lupa, sekvencira in tako naprej, oziroma kjer se nekaj, do nekih takih repeticij prihaja, predvsem pa tudi do nekih sintetičnih zvokov in tako, ne, je vedno ful velika, mislim, oziroma doskratno, je kar precej velika razlika med tem, kako stvari stojijo na plošči, pa kako, kako potem to
naredijo,
kako potem nares to v živo, ne, medtem, ko pri njemu sem en tak odličen občutek, v bistvu, da to, kar on zdaj počne na odru, v resnici ni tako daleč od tega, kako nastajajo komadi pač v njegovem domačem studiju, kar je pa tudi vedno zelo prijetna izkušnja, pa se tudi on, ne, ste slišali prej, je v intervjuju govoril, ne, da
mara, da muzika nastaja v hipu, pač,
ja, ja,
v tem,
ja,
smislu.
Tako, tako.
No jo, mogoče sem še tole lahko menimo, glede na to, da si ti bolj filmski poznavalc, tebe so nadušle tudi vizualje. Pač imajo tako sicer zelo minimalističen setup pa vizualijo. Kaj bi bo ti pokomentiral glede na to? Lahko še to povemo, da Cameron pač velik filmski entuzijast, kot ste slišali tudi intervju, pač delil v filmskem arhivu, videl en kup enih obskurnih in bolj zanimivih filmov, tako da tudi vizualje so imele pač tak zanimiv point mogoče v muziki, evo, bi pokomentiral kaj vizualje.
Ja, meni so se zdeli predvsem tako v nekem duhu časa, kar se tiče teh mogoče malo bolj alternativnih, recimo, oziroma raziskovalcev po bolj alternativnih sferah, recimo vizualne produkcije, no. Namreč ne parkrat sem imel občutek tako, da je mogoče lahko to niti ne toliko tako zavestno izbrano, prav konkretno to in to hočem imeti in naj tako in tako zgleda, ne. Ampak se mi je zdeli tako kot nek found footage na nek način, no, torej pač neki najdeni posnetki, ki nimajo niti nekega jasnega avtorskega podpisa ali pa kar koli, ampak so recimo, ne vem, se njemu zaradi različnih zadev zdeli zanimivi, pa evo, ne, pa
je funkcioniral tudi znotraj koncerta.
Ja, ja.
Tako da, ja, že moram zaključiti.
Ja, žal,
tako da,
to je to.
Evo, recenzijo, intervju sem v bistvu s Cameronom sem se pogovarjal, Goran, na moji drugi strani, oziroma na levi strani bil pa Jaka. Lep pozdrav.
Off.
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 O-F.
Dej, kaj delamo, no?
Off. Recenzija.